up for years after we got to using the bored well. When we had a dug well, we always tried to get a wood bucket. Because we generally have two after we got the pulleys to go in there. We'd have two buckets and a rope on one on each end of that rope.
That one help the other, huh?
Uh-huh. And those buckets was pretty heavy, those wood buckets. And the water in there didn't amount to a lot. The weight of 2 gallons of water in there didn't amount to very much in that wood bucket, so it was pretty light up and down either way you went.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a lot of difference in drawing water.
Yeah, I bet it did.
And another thing, when you were drawing this water up and down, that wood bucket, it never would batter up. When one bucket hit the other on top, it just bounced off and going down. But those galvanized buckets, well, they just batter up. First thing you know, you'd burn both buckets. Mm-hmm. You didn't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Those little wood buckets, they just keep it lasting. They just put together well. And had banded, had a steel band top and bottom to hold them together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they stay there.
As long as you keep them wet, they're good. Huh?
As long as you keep them wet. Yeah. If you don't let them dry out, they fall to pieces.
Take your bucket in under your arm, piece at a time.
Yeah.
Well, what did your mother put the leftover food in? She didn't want to eat it. Scrape
yeah.
the plates and what?
Slop bucket.
Then take that out to the hog.
Yeah.
Was this made out of metal?
Well, not always. They used a lot of wood buckets for that.
Did you have to say anything to your hogs when you went out with that, or did they just come?
Oh yeah, you got to call them. Hee! Hee!
Stand back, huh? When your mother was going to cook eggs, well, when your wife cooks eggs, what does she cook them in?
Cook them in a frying pan.
That's good. And then she fries them or scrambles them, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we boil eggs, but ordinarily we fry.
What does she boil them in?
Boil them in a little stew pan, I guess.
What would she make soup in?
Stew.
That's, what would she stir that with?
Ladle, soup ladle.
What would you stir a pudding with?
Well, he'd ordinarily use a big spoon for that, we call it.
Does your wife have any special word for her best dishes?
I don't know. Did you have a special name for your best dishes?
I don't think I have any best ones.
Maybe you have a plate that's especially valuable, or?
I have one antique platter, ironstone, English.
Oh boy. I remember my grandmother always.
All the pieces that I know, well, there might be some more stuff stuck around somewhere in the my old relics, but I don't know for sure.
My grandmother always used to call hers her china.
Yeah?
I do have a real pretty picture too, with a lid. That's an antique, I know it is. But,
Of course, way back down in China was very valuable for dishware. It was nice. It was among the best we had.
Uh-huh.
The China was the best we had. No question about that.
Well, let's see, after dinner, what will your wife do?
She'll wash the dishes.
And then what will she do after she gets them soapy?
You do them, stack them up there and run this clear water over them, leaves them there and let them drain dry. Now you used to dry them off with a towel.
Mm-hmm.